the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. You've got to get up, but don't just vote. Bring your mom, bring your dad, bring your cousin, knock on the door of your neighbor, because let me tell you something, the middle class depends on it. It literally depends on it.
Well, there's Vice President Joe Biden reminding everybody to get out and vote, because if it doesn't happen, it'll be the end. If those guys don't get elected, it's over. Well, that's what they think anyway. What do you think? 800-510-8255 as we get started on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for Monday, the 5th of November. Presidential race is what you would expect to be at the top, and it is. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to spend the next hour here as we review what's going on from the position of the weekend conversations, news talk radio, news talk television. We'll review as much as we can here, time allowing, the conversation on these Sunday morning news programs that generate so much conversation, usually on Monday, sometimes into Tuesday. Your calls at 800-510-8255. What are you thinking about Mitt Romney at the moment? What are you thinking about Barack Obama? Maybe some of the other candidates. The election polls indicate it is a complete dead heat. Even the biased polls, one way or the other on either side, indicate this thing is a real horse race. So what do you want to see happen? Here's Chris Wallace talking to David Axelrod from the Obama campaign about what appears to be a last-minute change in strategy from, well, at least this is what they think, the Romney folks are doing.
Romney is in Pennsylvania, where the polls have him down more than 4 points. But his campaign says their electoral map is expanding and that he's got a real shot there. What say you?
I say that they understand that they're in deep trouble. They've tried to expand the map because they know that in the states like Ohio, where they have to win, no Republican has ever been elected without carrying the state of Ohio. They're behind and they're not catching up at this point. And they're also going to be in Florida and Virginia, two states that you would assume by now they would have secured, at least they assumed by now they would secure. They understand that the traditional or the battleground states on which we've been focusing are not working out for them. We're even or ahead in all of them. And now they're looking for somewhere, desperately looking for somewhere to try and dislodge some electoral votes to win this election. And I can tell you that's not going to happen.
You bet your mustache on the president winning Pennsylvania. How secure is your mustache today?
The next time we see each other, Chris, I guarantee you that mustache will be right where it is today. And where it's been for 40 years, by the way, so you know how serious a bet that was.
The key now is turnout. And the Obama campaign has talked for years about how strong your ground game is. I want to look at Ohio and what the Romney camp said is happening in early voting and absentee balloting. This is a little complicated. They say, this is the Romney camp, says that 557,000 Ohio Democrats that voted early or gotten an absentee ballot so far. That's on 155,000 from 4 years ago. 481,000 Republicans have voted early or gotten an absentee ballot. That's up 108,000 from 4 years ago. That's a swing of 263,000 votes in early balloting, which wipes out Obama's final victory margin of 262,000 in Ohio 4 years ago. What they're saying is that if substantially more Republicans turn out to vote in Ohio on Election Day, which is what they traditionally do, they're going to win Ohio and you're going to lose.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, we'll know in 2 days who is bluffing and who is not bluffing. The fact is that if you look at every poll in Ohio, we've been ahead, even or ahead in virtually every one. The latest came out this morning in the Columbus Dispatch. One thing that's clear is that we have a very, very large lead among voters who have voted early. We're going to go into Election Day with a significant lead. And so, you know, they can spin it in any way they want. What I'm looking at is cold, hard data. Who's actually showing up, who's casting ballots, and in states like Ohio, Iowa, Nevada, Florida. We're doing very, very well. What they're doing is comparing this to 2008, and you and I have had this discussion. I'm not suggesting that we're going to win by the same margin we won in 2008, and they're comparing themselves to John McCain, who had virtually no ground operation in many of these states. So, yes, they're going to do a little better than McCain did, and we may not do as well as we did in 2008, but we're doing plenty well and well enough to win this race.
All right, so a lot of yada yada. Isn't that some of that stuff make you steam? Maybe some of you like what you just heard there from David Axelrod. Comment is certainly appropriate. 800-510-8255. Five things to watch for in the last 24 hours here, in the home stretch, if you will, of the race. Obama and Romney have spoken thousands of words at hundreds of rallies over the past year. The last time Obama appearing on the campaign trail as a candidate standing for election will be today. Maybe the same for Romney. Is there any wistfulness in their minds? Presidential race advertising all over the place, wall to wall in the key places, the key states. Candidates are looking for every way to invade voters' living rooms or your mind, your ear, if you will, with all the ads that are running on these radio stations. Does it bother you that the tallying of all of these early votes has been made public? Boy, that sure as heck bothers the hell out of me. I always am interested in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, Northern New Hampshire, Hart's Landing, another one up there. Obama beat John McCain there in 2008 by 32-16. Will it be closer? I'm betting it'll be, if not more for Romney, pretty much even Steven. And then there will be, after the race is over, there will be lawsuits galore. I'm predicting that, especially in the battleground states. Remember what happened in 2000 in Florida? Look for more of that. And then won't you be interested to hear whoever loses what they say about their loss? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com for the countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints move free.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that can make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member or a friend, are active or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, Eco2Tech is looking for you. Eco2Tech is a public company trading under parent company ticker symbol RVPL. America's green company enabling supply chains for energy efficient solutions. With plans to expand with new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international job openings in various fields that have starting pay of up to $80,000 per year, in addition to possible bonus, 401k, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details about us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Once again, visit our website at greenjobsforveterans.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2Tech is a subsidiary of RV Plus, ticker symbol RVPL.
I watch first graders all day, plus an aging parent at night, raise a family, plus lower my cholesterol.
practice self-defense, plus fight allergies. Rite Aid understands. That's why every prescription you fill with your Wellness Plus card earns 25 points, getting you closer to 20% off the whole store for a year. And we got there with just 4 prescriptions a month.
Bring your prescriptions to Rite Aid today. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more plus. Certain limitations apply. See your local Rite Aid store for details.
800-510-8255. Are the last words significant? Can anybody change anything? It seems that even the effect of Hurricane Sandy didn't really affect the polls much. One of the things, there's some real meat to be discussed here. And I wonder how many of you keep in mind as you go to the polls the essence of the tax proposals, for example, that have been put forth by either Mr. Obama or Mr. Romney. How do they impact you? You hear lots of talk, but do you really know? Do you really understand? Do you know, for example, about the death tax and how not just Mr. Obama, but the Democrats keep pushing that and pushing that and pushing that? What happens to your estate? Is that dependent on who becomes president? You're darn right. It is very dependent on who is president. 800-510-8255. From State of the Union, Candy Crowley talks to Senator Rob Portman of Ohio about the impact of the latest job numbers on the race.
What we had on Friday was a jobs report showing strengthening in the number of hires. We have an increase in consumer confidence. You have in Ohio a jobless rate that is better than the nationwide jobless rate. And you have an auto bailout that the president put in place that's highly popular. What is it in this state that makes you think that President Romney can, Governor Romney can overcome those particular statistics and the feel of the voters?
I liked your Freudian slip on President Romney. That sounded good. Look, Ohio's economy is not doing well. People don't feel like it's doing well. Our wrong track numbers, which is something that's polled constantly, are as bad as the rest of the country. I think the job numbers last week were really disappointing. I heard Rahm Emanuel bragging on them too, but it showed the unemployment number going up, not down. In fact, unemployment is higher today than it was when President Obama was sworn in. And the real number is even worse because, as you know, a lot of folks have left the workplace. So instead of being 7.9%, it's 10% or more. And, you know, here in Ohio, it's a little lower than that. But when you add the folks back in who have left looking for work, it's almost 10% too. So things aren't going well here. I just got done with 5 events all around the state. The last month, I've been at about 20 of these events where I go and talk to folks about what's going on. And what they tell me is, look at the empty storefronts. Look at these factories that aren't at capacity. We've got serious headwinds from Washington. It's not working.
And yet the president has been leading in polls in Ohio. We are told in part because of the auto bailout, which certainly the Obama people have pushed very heavily on the air. So, again, what is it about the atmospherics out there that makes you think you can overcome what's been a pretty steady, if small, lead for the president?
Well, first, all the polls are going in the right direction, so I'm very happy about the polling. We had a poll come out today where we were 9 points down, and now we're within the margin of error, 2 points. And the Reuters tracking has been done consistently, said it's 3 or 4 points down. It's 1 point this morning. So at this point in the campaign, you'd like it to be going in your direction. I think we've got a better grassroots effort. I know we have the energy and enthusiasm on our side this year, so I feel very good about Ohio. It's very close. I agree with Rahm Emanuel. It's going to be a very close race. But I like the position we're in. We've got the momentum on our side.
All right. So is that the case? 800-510-8255. You hear all of this stuff, this malarkey back and forth between the people that are apologists for either side. What about the third-party candidates? They can't possibly win, but do these candidates matter in the outcome of, for example, the Ohio race? Voters in Ohio are going to see 5 candidates on the ballot other than President Obama and Governor Romney. So what does that do to the overall pitch? It's tough to win the White House without, I don't see that there's anybody who's ever won the race without winning Ohio, and all of these other ballot folks in here, what do they do for the situation? 21 after on the countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's hustle into some more of the outtakes from the Sunday morning radio and television programs. From NBC's Meet the Press, David Gregory talks to House Majority Leader Eric Cantor of Virginia about Governor Chris Christie's praise of President Obama last week.
Our numbers this morning show 68% approval for the president's handling of the impact of that storm. Governor Christie, of course, Republican of New Jersey, a key surrogate for Governor Romney, leading the praise, in effect, for the president. Do you think Governor Christie overdid it and gave an advantage to the president in this critical final week?
Listen, Governor Christie was doing what he had to do, and he still has a challenge ahead of him. And, you know, my hat is off to him in dealing with the tragedy that has occurred. I mean, we're seeing the reports down here in Virginia just the same as everyone across the country. Our hearts go out to the people who do not have lights. Some do not have shelter, do not have fuel to drive their car or to carry on their lives. I think this goes really beyond politics right now, and this is an issue of human compassion. I know that we've got thousands of folks here in Virginia who have not only donated, I know our power company here has sent up many crews to help those in New York, New Jersey area get back on track. And I think, David, that's really what this is about, America coming together.
The other issue, of course, that will be perhaps decisive in battleground Virginia is the economy. Here was, after the latest job numbers came out and unemployment ticking up to 7.9%, a headline from the Los Angeles Times that caught my eye that seems to be a direct challenge to Governor Romney. And this is it. The jobs report arouses new optimism. October data shows solid growth and suggests a smoother road for whoever wins the presidency. The economy seems to be moving in the right direction, is the suggestion there. Does that hurt Governor Romney's case?
Look, the reality is that if 7.9% unemployment, if 12 million or so people out of work and 8 million more either underemployed or working part-time, if that is satisfactory to you, then this is acceptable, this Obama administration's performance. What I will tell you from the folks that I meet, it is totally unacceptable. This is not good enough for us in America.
800-510-8255. Here's Talko's Rosemary Tui with Charlie Matisian about how the latest poll numbers will affect the election.
Friday's Real Clear Politics state polling averages show Mr. Obama and Romney within 2 percentage points of each other in the 6 swing states. First off, what is your take on the accuracy, the run-up of this particular poll, the Real Clear Politics state poll?
Well, Real Clear Politics polling average has been very reliable in the past because it's not an individual poll. It's an average of a number of different polls that have been taken in that state. So it's a pretty good indicator of what a nail-biter this is, not only nationally, but in the key swing states that are going to decide the presidency.
And let's start with battleground Virginia. The battle said to be within a point in Virginia?
Yeah, it's amazing. It is the closest, if you look at the Real Clear Politics polling average, it's the closest of all the swing states. Of every state that's considered a battleground right now, there's none that's closer to than Virginia. And in Virginia, Mitt Romney has a 0.3, three-tenths of a percentage point lead, according to an average of all the polls. So it is among the hottest races, the single hottest state.
Well, now, when you say a 0.3 lead, it's still, I understand a lead is a lead, but still with all these numbers, aren't we within the poll's margin of error, plus minus?
Yeah, I think it's a great point. I mean, with the polls, you're not guaranteed to be on the money. Polls have been wrong in the past, and by a wide margin oftentimes. But when you see a number of different pollsters all coming up with the same result, it gives you a pretty good indication of how tight things really are.
Let's talk about Colorado and Florida. Where are they according to the Real Clear Politics state poll?
They're both pretty close, too. Colorado's about 1.0 difference. That's 1 percentage point. Florida is a state that Republicans feel pretty good about because that's a place where Republicans have, by swing state standards, a pretty big edge, although there have been some recent polls that show that edge closing. So, again, that's another one that's probably within the margin of error, although if you had to say one way or another, it probably looks a little bit better for Republicans right now.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Airman First Class Paul M. Safko, 307th Bomber Group, United States Air Force.
Most of the missions were at night, and you were everything total darkness. You would see from north all the shelling going from north to south in total darkness. And you would see shelling from south to north. And I'm thinking, damn, I would not want to be on the end of that. I'm on the receiving end of all of that nonsense down there. So a couple times we had to land at some of the K-fields in Korea with engine problems or whatever the circumstances. And we would go to the club. We'd go to the club and have a beer. And we would be having a beer with the Army folks. And I found it interesting is that the Army folks would say, I sure as hell wouldn't want to be up there. That part of it was always amusing to me.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We're into a discussion, as you can imagine, second half hour of the focus on the presidential race. Pretty much all of the conversation on the air over the weekend on the News Talk radio stations and the News Talk television shows that so sort of set the tone for a lot of conversation on the issue-oriented programs, radio programs for the first of the week. Had interviews with the candidates or with their surrogates. Here's an example from CBS's Face the Nation. Bob Schieffer talks to political analyst Stu Rothenberg and Anthony Salvanto about their predictions for the election tomorrow.
Right now, how do you think this thing is breaking now in this last weekend?
Well, I think the popular vote looks even or close to even, Bob, and I think anybody would be crazy to confidently predict how that's going to go. I still think the Electoral College is easier for the president to get to 270. It's not impossible for Governor Romney, but all the pieces have to fit together for him. There are a number of must-win states, and so it's just more difficult.
Well, talk a little bit about that. Why?
Well, when you look at the differences between the national polling and the state polling, it's remarkable. Now, Republicans have some problems with the state numbers. They say that most of the state polls are too Democratic. The samples are too Democratic. And in their hearts, I truly believe that the Romney folks and most Republican strategists believe that they have at least an even money chance on this. But when you look at the dispassionate polls, the independent polls, the media polls, they seem to mirror the Democratic numbers a bit more. So it's easier for the president. The president has a slight lead, apparently, possibly, in Ohio. And then you look at the other states. They're either even or a slight advantage to the president. Certainly the big states, Wisconsin and Ohio, maybe even Virginia. So it's harder for Governor Romney, but it's close enough that I think many of us are going to wait, see what how the vote counting goes.
Anthony, you do all this work for CBS News. You're in charge of our poll and all of that. How do you see this thing breaking down? What do you think the closest of the battleground states are right now?
Certainly, Virginia is neck and neck. That's a toss up. I think Colorado is razor close. I think Wisconsin is really close as well. And you know, we talk a lot about Ohio, and it's obviously critical. But let's not forget that somebody's got to take, you know, at least two or three. I think of those. Also, to get over the top. You know, Stuart said something interesting, too, that I want to pick up on about these polls, because all of this is about those state polls. So much of the argument this year has been about the composition of the polls, which means the composition of the electorate. Well, there are too many older folks, too many young, too many Democrats, too many Republicans. What I think that tells you is that all of this comes down to turnout, because all the pollsters are trying to get a handle on, everybody's trying to get a handle on, who's actually going to show up. Is this going to look demographically more like 2008 or more demographically like 2004? That's what's going to decide this, because frankly, there's very few, if any, undecided voters left.
800-510-8255. Are you undecided? Are you one of those people who will not know what you're going to do until you actually go in to vote tomorrow? That's the most interesting scenario, really is. Speaking of interesting, a list of the people who have been influential on getting folks to vote for one side or the other has been released, and it's pretty interesting who pushes who to vote for whom. Oprah and Ellen, the top celebrities to drive support for Democrats, followed closely by Donald Trump and his helping Democrats, George Clooney, in fourth place on that list, Tina Fey fifth, Mitt Romney supporter Clint Eastwood is number one for the Republicans, and Eva Longoria is number two. Again, as far as actors and that ilk supporting one person or another. Does it make a difference to you who supports the candidate that you're looking at voting for? 800-510-8255 from ABC's This Week. George Stephanopoulos talking to analyst George Will, Cokie Roberts, Ron Brownstein, Matthew Dowd, and Donna Brazile. Man, it's an all-star cast here.
Election predictions.
I guess the wild card in what I've projected is I'm projecting Minnesota to go for Romney. Oh. Now, that's the only state in the union because Mondale held it, native son Mondale held it when Reagan was getting 49 states. It's the only state that's voted Democratic in 9 consecutive elections. But this year, there is a marriage amendment on the ballot that will bring out the evangelicals and I think could make the difference.
Okay, big win for Romney right there.
I think I said 294 for Obama, and that was because I didn't give him Colorado, because he couldn't get them all. I mean, at some point, the law of averages kicks in. But I did give him Virginia, and I think that's...
So you're giving him Virginia, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Iowa, all the big states he's focused on.
Well, Iowa, I don't think we can call a big state.
Yeah. It's a battleground state.
So I, in the popular vote, believe Obama will win the narrowest margin of re-election, popular vote victory for any re-elected president ever. And in the Electoral College, I have him at 288. It could be 303. It could be 271. The one thing I feel strongest about in there... Nevada, Wisconsin, and Ohio, Romney has not shown he can break through there. And as long as that's true, Obama's at least at 271, which is what counts.
I have Electoral College, and that's similar, 303 Electoral College votes for Barack Obama. I think that's been a pretty stable number over the course. It could vary by a few, but I think it's pretty stable. The one thing that I also predicted a very, very, very close, I think by 0.6% win on the popular vote. I am not as confident in that as I am in the Electoral College. I think there is still a chance that Mitt Romney wins the popular vote, but he loses the Electoral College. There is still a chance it's divided, a popular vote versus Electoral College.
Particularly with New York and New Jersey maybe not getting to the poll.
Yeah, and that could depress turnout in the Northeast. I think I gave President Obama 313. I've been going back and forth between 303, 313. I'm still worried about some, clearly, North Carolina. The other thing is that in order for Mitt Romney to win, he has to have a large turnout on Tuesday, and 6 out of 10 people voting must support him just to overcome the huge numbers that President Obama has racked up in the early voting in those battleground states. On the popular vote, and it's hard to talk about, but I do believe that President Obama will eke it out barely.
It's a tie.
Yeah.
It is going to be a tie race. And just very quickly, we have about 20 seconds left. Anybody see Republicans taking control of the Senate?
No. I think they pick up 2 seats or 1, depending on how Angus King caucuses.
I predict the 2016 presidential race starts Wednesday.
All right. So the disgusting reality, which I have been talking about forever, and some of other people who have any brains and consciousness that are not political. How could it be, but it can be, as they've just suggested, that Mitt Romney can win the popular vote and not be elected president? Do you realize how awful that is? More people vote for Romney, and yet he loses. The same thing that happened to Al Gore. The system is... I can't use the word, but you know the word I'm thinking about. Outrageous. 800-510-8255. The National Association of Realtors all over the place this weekend with ads that are basically aimed at having you understand how Obamacare works. In case you have forgotten, after the election, that is the beginning of the year, a 3.8 sales tax goes on the sale of your homes. So if you sell a house for $100,000, there'll be a $3,800 tax that is courtesy of Obamacare or the health care bill or whatever. And of course, the cynicism of most of these things not going into effect until after the election is another thing that is really outrageous. So if you sell a $400,000 house, $15,200 tax on it to go to pay for the health care bill. It will absolutely screw up the folks who are retiring. You're retiring. Let's say you have. I was talking to some folks the other day who family's gone, four children, sold their house. They made a tidy profit on it. They bought a smaller home, moving into that. If they'd have sold their house in January, it would have cost them another $24,000 out of their pocket to pay for health care. Is that right? How does that work? And if you're a senior and you're not aware of that, that's something you ought to really think about, right? Think about the premiums also going up on your Medicare. $104 this year will be $120 next year, will be $247 in 2014. All items that are factually worth considering. 800-510-8255. As we have one other talk host to consider, and then your call started. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. By the way, that last bit of information came from listener Betty. Thank you, Betty. Betty Reese.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. And then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free maintains and repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free maintains and repairs. Healthy joints, Move Free.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free copy now. 800-542-0203. 800-542-0203.
You're listening to the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Discussion of the presidential race. Here's radio host Avi Nelson talking to one of his callers. Caller thinks Mitt Romney has blown it by having a poorly run campaign.
Rob, you're next. Good afternoon.
Okay. Concerning Romney's campaign, and I go all the way back to Eisenhower, I have never in my life seen such a poorly run campaign as Mitt Romney's crew is running. And I honestly believe that if Newt Gingrich had been the candidate instead of Romney, he would have had this thing in his back pocket a month ago.
Why do you think the campaign has been run poorly?
He made the big mistake of making the economy the main issue, and he put all his eggs in one basket.
You don't think
why do that when you have in your gun? Well, I shouldn't use the word gun sights, but when you have as your opponent the worst president that we've ever had in our lifetime, and probably in the history of the country, who's in my estimation is a Marxist-leaning radical. Anybody could have beat this guy.
But Rob, don't you think the economy is the number one and jobs are the number one issue?
No, I don't. I think Obama is the number one issue, and you've got to get rid of the guy. Regardless, suppose the economy was doing pretty good. What would you do? Not have a campaign?
No.
You go after the guy.
Yeah, what would you have said about the guy? That he's a Marxist? Communist, socialist?
No, that was my private opinion. I wouldn't have used that in a campaign.
What would you have used?
I think the guy's a crazy radical. I really do.
So that would have been
He's the kind of guy that you argue with down in Harvard Square in 1964.
So the campaign. No. Wait a minute, Bob. So the campaign would go vote for Rob because the other guy is a crazy radical. Not quite,
but you could do it in a very fancy way.
A fancy way. Okay.
You could do it a very fancy way. Look at it this way.
Yeah.
Obama, up until the first debate, Obama was winning the election all the way. And everybody was saying, this election's already over. Why was it over? Because he was attacking Romney as a person. He was a crook. He didn't pay his income tax. He threw people out of jobs and so on and so forth. So everybody thought, or a lot of people thought, that Romney is a real bad guy. We don't want him for president. And Obama never mentioned the economy. He didn't have to. He just told you that the other guy is no good.
I'm in agreement with that fellow in terms of how the suggestion that only the economy, that's the most important thing. But there are other things that all the polls show Obama is extraordinarily weak on. 800-510-8255. Wanda in Oklahoma thinks more people ought to know how generous Mitt Romney is.
We are the reddish of the red states, you know. Every one of our counties has gone to Mitt Romney, and I think we're going to do it again. What I'm calling you about, though, is something that you will never hear from Mitt Romney, that he does not talk about, that he doesn't solicit people to speak about, and that is about his incredible generosity. We have heard on television people coming forward and speaking about the times that he has, without any fanfare, without any publicity, that he has contributed to their welfare in so many different ways. He has sat at hospital beds and spoke with teenagers who, with a teenager who was terminally ill, and he has gone to families who has been in accidents, and he has contributed to their medical care. And when he had his tax releases released, that showed that he was more generous than any of the other candidates, than Obama himself.
800-510-8255, our poll today at DougStephan.com. Other than for president, what else is your state voting on tomorrow? A, senator and congressional seats. B, governor. C, local political offices. D, referendums, propositions, initiatives. E, some or all of the above. F, I don't know. G, I already voted. H, I'm not voting. Anybody who says they're not voting, give them a kick in the pants, will you? The robocalls, we'll talk about that in a moment here on The Countdown.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Stephan in the final throes of the conversation about the presidential race. Tomorrow it'll be very interesting to see how many people show up to vote. That's a pretty good indicator. I've noticed around where I live in Massachusetts, 80-85% are expected to show up. Who does that benefit? Power of the people is so much bigger than the people in power. But what happens if most of the same people get reelected? You get what you deserve. I guess that's what some people say. 800-510-8255. Other than president, the poll focusing at DougStephan.com on who else you're running, who else is running in your area, what are you voting for? Our poll over the weekend focused on political robocalls, wondering how many you're getting every day. Let's see, 25% of you said about five or six. 33% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said none. Just a couple from 15%. 8% of you said, seems like our phone is ringing nonstop with all of these calls. And 18% of you said, I screen all my calls and delete the messages, so I don't really care. All right, now back to your input. David in Kentucky is pretty sure his state will go for Romney.
Well, it's mostly just Romney signs here. You see a few Obama signs, but not many. I think Romney will landslide Kentucky. I think the polls even show that. And a lot of the, I hate to say it, but a lot of the preachers are even preaching against Obama in the pulpit. So my thing is just you look at the last Republican administration. It was just a mess. I mean, we were losing like 800,000 jobs a month, and now we're coming back. And I think the economy is getting a lot better now under a Democrat administration.
Huh? 800, that's my comment to you, sir. Huh? 800-510-8255. Swing state polls indicate Obama and Romney are tied. Obama went to Iowa. I guess that Mitt Romney went to Pennsylvania. All these people, imagine the breakneck pace that today will produce. 800-510-8255. The Philadelphia paper showed a Romney-Obama tie at 47% for Pennsylvania. Let's go to Helen in California, who will be glad when all this is over. Amen.
I will be so glad when this election is over. I was raised a Republican. I have never, my whole entire life, never voted anything but Republican. But I tell you what, anybody that will vote, I switched this year from, I was going to go independent, but I'm going to vote for Barack. Anybody that will vote for this man, Mitt Romney, has to be a 100% racist, or have a severe mental problem. And the comments that I hear from the people, it is so sad. Why do they hate this black president so?
I don't know that. Well, that may be the case with some people who are very prejudiced. The people don't like him because he hasn't done a good job. You think he has, other people think he hasn't. So it makes a horse race. Here's Cecilia in Mississippi, doesn't understand why so many in her state are so poor that who are poor are voting for Romney.
Our state will go more than likely to Romney. I do not understand that we're the poorest people in the nation, and this man is only for the very rich. It's what I call him. I call him a very strong used car salesman. He will tell you anything he thinks you want to hear. And that's just not, he's going to tear this country up just like he did those countries and sell it off for parts to China and whoever else can pad his pockets. Another thing, too, I'm not surprised the evangelists are supporting him because they've been riding this gravy train a long time. They get tax deductions. The people who give money to them get tax deductions. And to me, it's just like a big welfare system, and they don't want to see it end. And thirdly, we have a country that's built on the middle class. This man does not care about the middle class. He could care less. And that, to me, what makes our country the greatest country in the world. And so, just like the president say, I don't understand why people are falling for the sketchy deal, because that's what he's offering.
All right, let's think about Benghazi for a minute and listen to what do we have. Eileen in Oregon voted early, and it's interesting who she voted for.
I'm a Republican, but I did vote for Gary Johnson. I watched the debate, and if I had not voted, and we vote by mail here, I would have probably, after the disaster in New York on the East Coast and what have you, I would have probably cast my vote for Obama. I think he did a stellar job, and I basically, he's really a good guy. I just didn't like Romney at all for a plethora of reasons.
All right, ma'am. Well, that's it. A wrap on calls, conversation about the presidential race on today's Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.